Heavy, the show of Gordy on today. Today's sermon will be presented by Brother Kelly Wong and interpreted by Sister Dolly Pan.
This is her mother, most of all, the best friend, her confidant.
Charlotte, 最想念的是她的妈妈，她妈妈是她的好朋友，是她的保护。
The mother is someone she can say anything to, share what's on her heart, her fears, her doubts.
她妈妈呢是她的好朋友，她能够跟她妈妈聊任何事情。
But that was before the big fight.
那是在他们在有很大的争吵之前。
She still remembers that night when she stormed out of her house.
他仍然记得那天晚上在那个就剧烈争吵以后他离家的情形。Harsh
words were said, some in anger, some in pleasure.
那些很尖刻的话，他讲的那些很尖刻的话，有些呢是非常就是愤怒的，有些是很伤人的。Charlotte
cringed, thinking back on the conversation.
他现在没办法，就是想到那些之前的对话。Words
started coming out of her mouth before she even thought about it.
当时他说出的那些话是在他就是很快讲出来，没有经过大脑考虑。
She even screamed out at her mom, "I wish you were dead."
他甚至跟他妈妈喊叫说：“我希望你是死掉，死掉。”
I never want to see you again.
我再也不要看到你。
Slamming the front door is the last word in the conversation.
他把门呢很重的这样子关上以后呢就走了。
Robert wants to apologize so bad.
现在Charlotte很想跟他妈妈道歉。
She even tried a few times. She picked up the phone and dialed home.
她呢，甚至是试了好几次，就是拨电话回家。
However, once the phone started ringing, she lost her courage and quickly closed the phone.
当电话铃声响起的时候呢，她就失去了勇气，还是把它挂。
Once or twice, her mom even picked up, but Charlotte couldn't say anything.
甚至有一两次，她妈妈还接起了电话，她还是没出声。
The words were just stuck in her throat.
他那个话呢，就是梗在他的喉咙口出不来。
That last time, her mom even ventured to say, "Charlotte, is that you? Why don't you talk to me? Just come home, honey. It doesn't matter what happened before. Just come home."
甚至呢，有一两次，他妈妈呢，就感觉上次 Charlotte 打了电话，他所以他就说了，Charlotte是你吗？你为什么不出声呢？我希望你回来啊，那个希望你回来。
But Charlotte just hung up.
但Charlotte还是把电话就挂了。
Couldn't bring herself to do it. She just couldn't go home.
她就是没办法，就是面对这个事情，没办法来直面。But deep down,
she knew her mother was fearful.
在内心深处，她知道她是不对。All
she had to say was, "I'm sorry, and everything will be alright."
她其实她只要跟她妈妈道歉，一切都会好起来。That's
just the type of person her mom is.
那就是她妈妈就是这样子的人。
But she can't. Because of that, the most important relationship in the world is that.
因为她没办法这样做，所以呢，她跟她妈妈之间的关系呢就这么破裂。We
have all experienced in one way or another what Charlotte is going through.
我们在座每一位，也许也会有类似的经历。We
all had our share of fights, angry words, and broken relationships.
我们都常常会口出恶言，就伤了那些关系。
Perhaps you are experiencing a tension in your relationship right now.
也许你现在正处在一个很紧张的关系当中。
Your best friend, one of your family members, your spouse, or even another church member.
许是你的朋友，也许是你的家人，也许是你的那个先生或者太太，或者是教会的某一个会员。
So、you used to be so close, like you were siblings.
你曾经是多么的亲近。
But now it feels like the Grand Canyon between you and me.
但是现在好像一座，这就是那个巨大的隔阂在你的中间了。
Is there a broken relationship in your life?
你是在经历这样子的那个破裂的关系吗？
What can you do to bring back a feeling of closeness?
你能做什么把这个在这个亲近的关系再找回来呢？
And that's the subject we are talking about today.
这就是今天我们要讨论的题目。
How to mend a broken relationship.
如何来修补一个破裂的关系？
Let's turn our Bibles to 1 John chapter 1.
让我们把圣经再开到那个约翰一书的第一章。
We'll read from verse 3 to chapter 2, verse 6.
我们就念 chapter 二章的第一章的八节到二章的六节。
Let's follow along. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word has no place in our lives. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks of Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sin, not only for ours, but also for the sins of the world. We know that we have come to know Him if we obey His commands. The man who says, I know Him, does not do what He commands is a lie. The truth is not in Him. But if anyone obeys His word, God's love is truly made complete. How we know we are in Him. Whoever claims to live in Him is God as we
see. 约翰一书一章八节到二章的六节，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们。我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，那就是那义者耶稣基督。他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不但单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话，真理也不在他心里的。凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面。人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
Based on this passage, you will find the path out of the path to mending broken relationships.
如果我们按照神所的这一段经文的话呢，我们就能找到修补那个破裂关系的道。那我们一起来祷告。
Father, we pray that you open our minds to you today.
天父，我们求你开启我们的心灵。
Help us to see what is in your word.
让我们明白你的话。
And may our hearts and our minds be pleasing to you.
愿我们的心和意都能够遵照你的旨意行。我们也是基督徒，阿门。
The thing to know about broken relationships is that broken relationships come from unconfessed sin.
我们知道那些破裂的关系呢，都是因为我们不愿意认罪、不愿意认错而造成的。
Let me repeat that: broken relationships come from unconfessed sin.
我再重申一遍，我们那些破裂的关系呢，是因为我们不忏悔我们所行的罪而造成的。
Therefore, the first step on the way to mend broken relationships is found in verse 8 and 9.
所以呢，第一个步骤让我们能够也来修补这个破裂关系的呢，是在第九节里面讲到的。
It says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理就不在我们心里。
But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just.Forgive us our sins.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，便要赦免我们的罪。
broken relationship results from sin.
你看到了吗? 如果说这些破裂的关系都是因为罪而造成的。
But if we say there's nothing wrong, when there something is wrong, we are deceiving ourselves.
如果说真的是有些问题在那里，而你不承认的话呢，你就是自欺欺人。
So what do we do about it?
那我们要怎么做呢？
Verse 9 says, we confess our sins.
那第九节就告诉我们要认罪。
What does it mean to confess?
那这是什么意思呢？认罪。
So the word for confess is actually made up of two words.
这个confess这个罪，也就这个名字呢，就是这个词呢，有两个意思。
It means to speak and to be together.
那就是说你要说出来，要承认。
So to confess is to speak together or to communicate with one another with one mind.
所以呢，就是忏悔呢，就是有互相的，就是你先要承认，然后还有能够要懂得理解。
So when two people want to communicate, they have to agree on something.
所以两个人互相交流的时候，就要互相有个那个认同的点。
And in order to confess, both parties must talk, speak to one another.
所以他在这个忏悔的过程当中，那两个人之间要有一个交流，要有同意。
And that's what confession is all about.
那就是这个忏悔所指的。
And confession is actually one of the things the Roman Catholic Church is doing right. It's the Protestants are doing wrong.
所以呢，就是忏悔这个事呢，就是在罗马教会里面是做得很对的。
Roman Catholics mandate confessions for all their members.
罗马教会里面呢，他们要求每一个会员都要忏悔。
They might not be doing it correctly, but at least they still do it.
也许他们不是完全的做得很对，但是呢，他们还是照着有在做忏悔这个事。
So each person will go to their priest and tell the priest all the things they've done wrong.
所以每一个会员呢，都会到神父面前去忏悔。
So it doesn't matter how big or how small they have to tell them.
不管是多大多小的事情，他都要告诉神父。
We did something like this in my youth group, the youth group down in Dallas.
我也做了一些类似的事情，在我Dallas的那个青年人的聚会当中。
We have something called family group, and we have a small gathering of 7 to 12 people.
那我们呢，就把那个叫就是家庭小组，是7年级到12年级的那些学生们。
I lead a small group or family group of 7 to 8 guys every week.
那我呢，就是带领一个大概7-8个男生的一个小组。
And I have kids from 12 years old to 18 years old.
那个在我组里面那些小孩子就从12岁到18岁左右。
During the last family group,
在上一次的聚会当中,
we forced the kids to share about all the problems and all the wrong things they've done.
就我们呢，强迫每一个小孩子都要把他们那个做的那些都事情的，就是不好的事情讲出来。
But in effect, we ask them to confess to each other your sins.
所以呢，这就是我们要求他们要那个忏悔他们所做过的一些错事。
There's a 12-year-old boy, Billy, who started it off.
那这个12岁的小男孩 Billy 呢，他就开始了。
So he would say, I'm mad at my mom for making me do math homework over summer.
他说我对我妈妈让我在暑假里面做数学是非常非常的讨厌。
But other people, 16-year-old would say, I judge my friends, thinking that they're not as good as me.
但是呢，那个16岁的男孩就说，我常常批评指责我的那些学生同学们，觉得他们不如我好。
Or another older kid would say, I'm angry at everyone, always angry.
那另外一个小孩子说，我对每一个人都很生气，我都不喜欢。
Finally, another one would say, I like to watch bad movies. I like to watch movies with naked girls.
那另外有一个就讲了，我喜欢看那些不好的那个电影，那些有那个裸体女孩子的电影。
So we're just a bunch of guys, years apart, even decades apart, confessing our inmost sins.
所以我们这个小组里面呢，这些男孩子们，你看有年龄差好多，有的才10几岁。
And you know what? It's actually good for them.
你知道吗？这样子其实是很不错的。
And it's good for me too.
对我来说也很好。
You would think that someone who's 15 years older than them and a counselor would gain nothing from doing this.
那你会觉得说，我这个比他们增长15岁的人做这样子是没有什么那个意义的。
Confession is good for the soul.
但是呢，这个 忏悔呢，是对我们的灵性来说是非常好的。
It helps me be real with them, so that they know I struggle with the same type of things.
但我在他们面前感到很真实，他们也看到我也会挣扎在某一些罪当中。
But why does confession help?
那这个忏悔对我们有什么帮助呢
？It says in the last part of verse 9.
那在第九节的最后一部分说。
That once we confess our sin, He will forgive us and purify us.
当我们认罪以后呢，他就会洁净我们，赦免我们的罪。
Have you ever done something so wrong that you just have to tell someone?
你是不是曾经有做过某些事情，是多么的错，所以你很想要告诉某个人
？You're not thinking about the consequences. You just have to get it out.
你并不是想说它会带来什么，但是你就是想要从你心里讲出来。
And once you do, you actually feel better. You feel purified.
当你讲了这个事情以后呢，你会觉得说你心里就轻松了，就感觉上沉静下来。
And that's because the result of confession is purification.
你知道吗？因为忏悔的结果呢，就是让你洁净。
Once we get everything out, it's a catharsis. You feel clean.
从我们如果说那个把我们的情绪发泄出来以后，其实我们是感觉很干净的、很清净、洁净。
It's like spring cleaning for the soul.
就好像那个我们灵性上的一个大扫除。
So once we get everything out, we get all that old, dusty, dirty, and smelly sins out that we had in our hearts.
所以我们如果把这些我们灵里面的那个思想里面这些脏东西、这些那个都那个罪孽都讲出来、都宣泄出来以后，其实我们就感到那个非常洁净。
We feel clean. Purification then is a result of confession.
所以呢，洁净呢是我们那个忏悔的一个结果。
However, that's not the goal of confession.
但是呢，它却不是我们忏悔的目的。
As we said before, broken relationships come from unconfessed sins.
我们说到了那个这些破裂的关系呢，是因为我们不忏悔、不认罪。
But we have to move on to the goal.
但是呢，我们要知道我们的目的在哪。
And the goal of confession is forgiveness.
那我们那个忏悔的目的呢，是寻求原谅。
Let me repeat that. The goal of confession is forgiveness.
忏悔的目的呢是寻求原谅。
Remember, confession is a two-way road.
你知道这个那个忏悔呢是两方面的。
You need two people to come to agreement about a subject to have a true confession.
你要有两个人的两方面来那个完成这个忏悔那个认罪这个过程。
And the goal of agreement is forgiveness.
那这个相同的那个观点呢，就是最后是一个原谅。
So the one who confesses must actively seek forgiveness.
所以这个要忏悔的这个人呢，他就是要就是寻求这个原谅这个过程。
But the one who listens must actively give forgiveness.
那这个听取忏悔的这个人呢，他也要有这个就是能够原谅的宽广。
When you're not looking for forgiveness, the one who's confessing is just bragging about their sin.
那如果说这个忏悔人他并不是寻求那个原谅的话呢，那就是等于说他在炫耀他所犯的罪。
The person must be remorseful and repentant.
那这个人呢，首先必须要有能够自责、能够悔恨。
Because you're trying to get the person listening to forgive you.
因为你有自责、有悔恨，你才能够让这个听的人感到你有诚意来那个悔改。
Well, on the other hand, the listener must also want to have a heart to forgive.
所以这个听的人呢，也应该要有这个心，那个来那个原谅这个人。
Well, a person just listening to confession without being affected by it, nothing better than sounding board or a brick wall.
所以呢，当这个听取那个忏悔的这个人，如果他没有心。来那个改变一些那个情况的话呢，那他等于的就是一个硬的那个墙没有回应的。
Once again, confession is about agreement and understanding.
那再讲一遍，我们这个忏悔呢，就是一个寻求一个认同，寻求原谅。
So the one who's receiving a confession must have a soft heart.
所以呢，这个接受忏悔的这个人呢，必须要有柔软的心来那个原谅。
This is shown in the last part of verse 9.
这就是我们这个第九节的下面讲到的。
It says he will forgive us our sins.
他就会那个原谅我们 个 sermon 我们的罪。
So we've been doing some heavy theology.
所以我们这里讲到都是理论性的。
Let me give you an illustration that we're all familiar with.
那我们再来那个看一些那个形象化的那个例子。
Remember David the shepherd king.
你记得那个大卫王吗？
Do you ever wonder why he was called a man after God's own heart?
你知道他为什么会被称作是随神心意的人呢？
Don't you think that's an ironic phrase for someone who probably broke all the Ten Commandments?
你觉得这是很不合适的一个称呼，对这个就是犯了很多的罪的这个人。
Covet someone's wife?
他那个跟别人的太太通奸。
He committed adultery. He lied. He murdered one of his best friends.
他又就是通奸，又偷房，又那个对他的朋友不忠。
He stole, created idols, and he put his own glory before God.
他又那个把自己的那个夸大自己，把自己放在神的荣耀前面。
And there's more.
还有更多的事。
He was a negligent father. He was a lazy general. He was prideful.
他是个就是那个不负责任的父亲。他也那个做了很多其他的那个，又对他的军队也不负责任，对他的子民也不负责任。
Does that sound like someone who should have the title of man after God's own heart?
像这样的人能够得到这样子随神心意的人这么的称呼吗？
There's definitely better people in the Bible than David.
当然有更好的人在那个圣经里面可以找到比大卫好很多的人。
Yet every king in Israel and Judah is compared to David.
每个在那个以色列的那些人呢，那都被跟大卫来比较。
And there's a good king in Israel. The Bible say he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not as his father David had done.
那人家就会说，像以色列的那些王，他们做了一些好的事情，他们人家就会说啊，他做了，他按照神的旨意做了些事，但是跟他的父那个大卫王来比，还不如。
So after all the list of atrocities I gave you, does that really sound like an ideal mold of a good king?
所以讲了这些以后，你们觉得这个大卫王是这么好的吗？
So what does it mean when the Bible says David is a man after God's own heart?
那这里讲，我为什么说大卫是那个合神心意的人呢？
There's a big study you can do on your own to find out what this phrase means.
你也可以自己那个把圣经再念一念，就研究一下，可以发现很多。
We can't go through all of it, but one thing we do know is that he does not mean that he was sinless.
那我们呢，在这里不能讲太多，但是呢，有一点我要指出的是，大卫并不是个没罪的人。
One way to take this phrase is that David is a man who seeks forgiveness.
那这个唯一我们会看到的这个很重要，就是大卫呢去寻求那个原谅。
He has a tender heart, and when committed a sin, he knows to throw himself before God.
所以呢，大卫呢认识到他犯了罪，他就会跪拜在神的面前来认罪。
He knew he had broken fellowship with God, and he's alone, so that his sin has jammed a wedge between himself and his God.
他知道他跟神之间的关系呢破裂了，因为他做了很多错的事情。但是呢，他知道他跑到神的面前来认罪。
He lost intimacy with his Lord, so he did the one thing that can bring him back.
他跟神之间的关系呢，亲近的关系呢，疏远了，所以他知道他要回到神的面前来忏悔。他来寻求那个原谅。
Listen to David's prayer in Psalm 51, right after Nathan accused him of adultery.
那我们这里呢要讲，就是诗篇的51篇就讲到了他的那个祷告。
Verse 1 and 2 says, Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin.
那51篇的那个一跟二节就说，神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除洁净，净记并洁除我的罪。
Can you hear the theme of purification, the idea of being clean?
你看到这个洁净意义吗？
Skip to verse 7 to 9. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Hear me, let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities.
那 这里呢又跳到七到九节，求你用牛切草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗别我，我就比雪更白；求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音；求你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃；求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。
And in verse 10 is the idea of purity, the idea of being blameless.
那第十节呢，就告诉我们这是如何洁净的洁净的心。
He said, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit."
那这里这十跟十一节就说，神啊，求你为我造洁清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面；不要从我收回你的圣灵。
And finally, David speaks of restoration of his fellowship with God.
那这样子就是他跟神之间的这个关系就是找回来。
He says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me."
那就讲到十二节，求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
Well, David threw himself before God's mercy, confession and forgiveness.
所以你看到大卫在神跪倒在神的面前来求神怜悯。
And that is the reason why he was called a man after God's own heart.
所以呢，这才是因为他被叫做合神心意的人。
So let's review.
我们再来看一下。
What is the result of forgiveness once sought for?
那我们这个原谅的那个结果是什么呢？
Is purity.
是洁净。
It's seen in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1.
那就是在那个约翰一书的二章一节里面讲到的。
I write this to you so that you will not sin.
他说，我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
We confess our sins so that we will not sin again.
所以我们来忏悔认罪，所以我们不再犯罪。
However, confession and forgiveness are just steps to a greater end.
那个忏悔和认罪呢，就是过程。
What is the ultimate purpose of confession and forgiveness?
那我们最终的目的是什么呢？
Is to restore fellowship and to mend a broken relationship.
来重建我们所已经毁坏的关系，来重建那个好的那个关系。
David threw himself on his knees to pray for purification, purity, finally restored fellowship.
大卫呢，就跪拜在神的面前，来求神原谅、赦免他的罪，来那个寻求跟神再重新建立亲密的关系。
Therefore, it is our duty to also restore our broken fellowships through confession and forgiveness.
从这里呢，我们也看到，我们也应该这样子来做，来重新来建立我们所损坏了的关系。
It says, chapter 2, verse 6, whoever claims to be in him must walk as Jesus did.
那这个第二节里面说，在
verse 6,
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
So understand what John is talking about. We have to go back to verse chapter 1, verse 7.
那你要了解神在说什么呢？你就要回到一章的第七节。
And if you walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin.
那一章七节告诉我们，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Jesus walked in the light and had fellowship with His brothers.
那耶稣基督在光里面行走，跟他的兄弟姐妹有这个好的关系。
So we also need to walk in the light and fellowship with one another.
我们也应该行在光里面。
And that's the true goal of confession.
这就是我们最重要的那个忏悔的目的。
To restore our broken relationship.
来重建我们所已经被损坏的关系。
So do you have a broken relationship with your friends?
如果你跟你的朋友之间有损坏的关系。
Restore your friendship by confessing and forgiving.
重建你的关系，来经过这些忏悔和那个赦免。
Did you have a fight with your spouse and there's tension in your marriage?
如果你跟你的那个你们夫妻之间有争吵、有破裂关系的话，你也应该这样子来重修就好。
Renew your intimacy with confession.
重新找到那个亲近的关系，来那个彼此原谅。
Did you have a major disagreement with your father, your mother, or your son, your daughter.
如果你们父母对跟父母之间或者跟你们子女之间有很大的争议的话,
then mend your family by seeking and giving forgiveness.
那就修补你们的家庭关系，通过忏悔和原谅.
Most importantly, do you have a broken fellowship with God? Do you feel far away from Him?
那更重要的是，如果你觉得说你跟神之间的关系已经破裂了，你感觉越来越远的话.
Restore your broken fellowship through confessing your sins, and you will receive forgiveness.
所以呢，赶快来那个忏悔你的罪，来寻求你跟神之间的那个原谅.
Hopefully, you got the message right now.
希望你已经得到这样子的信息.
Restore your broken relationships through confession and forgiveness.
你能够通过忏悔和原谅来那个重修你们之间的关系.
Remember the story I told you about Charlotte and her mother?
还记得刚刚说过的这个 Charlotte 和她妈妈的关系吗?
Well, that's a modern story of the parable of the prodigal son.
那是现在所发生的故事.
The son left his father's house and said some mean things.
那之前呢，这个圣经里面讲到，就说这个一个儿子他离开了家。
He took his inheritance and walked out, never intending to return.
他呢，带了他所有的那个遗产呢，他就走了。
But just like Charlotte, he later felt sorry and wanted to apologize.
但是后来呢，他就像夏洛一样呢，就是后悔。
But what if his father already disowned him? What if his father still remembered the harsh words?
虽然后悔，他还是觉得说，如果回去他父亲不接受他呢，不让他回家了呢？
Or what if his father won't forgive him?
他的父亲不原谅他怎么办呢？
But you know what? Once the son got past his fears and went back home, he found that his father had been waiting for him.
但是呢，后来当这个儿子终于就说，就觉得说他可以那个能够有勇气回家的时候，他才发现。
All he had to do was apologize and be forgiven.
他唯一只要做的就是说那个道歉，那个忏悔.
But the father didn't just stop there. The forgiveness is not the end of the story.
但是呢，他的父亲呢，不只是那个原谅了他，这个还不止这些.
They had a great big party with steak, ribs, and clothes, and all his friends and family.
甚至呢，那个大大的庆祝，有那个牛排啊，这些那个新的衣服啊，还请了很多人来庆祝。
See, restored fellowship is the ultimate goal of confession and forgiveness.
所以呢，我们那个修补这种破裂的关系呢，是我们这个忏悔和原谅的最大的、最终的目的。
God is not waiting for you to confess or even close.
那神呢，并不是在等着你这个来忏悔。
He wants to celebrate alongside of you.
他也希望说跟你一起来庆祝你的重生.
Once you confess, friendship is restored. The broken relationship is mended.
那如果说你忏悔了，你所那个破裂的关系呢，就会慢慢的就是修复。
So restored fellowship is the goal, and celebration is the result.
所以我们那个修补我们的关系呢，是我们的目的。但是呢，庆祝我们这个重获的这个好的关系呢，是我们的最后的结果。
So as we saw today, the path to mending relationships is through forgiveness, confession, forgiveness, and restored fellowship.
所以我们就看到了，这个我们能够重新建立美好关系的这个路程呢，是先要有那个心意来忏悔，然后要有那个原谅的那个心，然后我们才能够重建这个破裂的关系。
Is something keeping you from full fellowship with God today?
如果有一些事情能够让你不能跟神有最好的那个关系的话，
or with your friends, or your family and loved ones.
或者是跟你的朋友，或者你的家人，或者你所爱的人。
Well, I challenge you tonight before you go to sleep, go to that person with whom you have a fight.
那我邀请你今天呢，在那个睡觉之前呢，你一定要面对这个你有不好的关系的这个人。
Work out your problems with confession and forgiveness, restore your fellowship.
那就要去做一些事情，那个能够来忏悔也好，原谅也好。 做这些事情能够来帮助你们重修你们的关系。
And that way you can walk as Jesus did.
那你就会像神像耶稣基督一样走在神的道上。那我们一起来祷告。
Dear Father,
亲爱的父，天父，
we thank you so much for your word that shows us how to mentor and relate.
我们就是感谢你用你的话来教导我们，指引我们如何来修复破裂的关系。
You have given us a way to come back to you through confessing our sins.
你向我们指了一条道，让我们能够经过忏悔和寻求原谅，来重新回到你面前。
Help us to use this way to restore our relationship with God.
主帮助我们。用这样的关系来做这样的方法来重新建立好的关系。
Help us to truly walk as Jesus did.
请帮助我们像耶稣基督一样走在你的道上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。阿门。